We are learning Maseches Yevamos, Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. We are beginning two lines from the bottom of Samach Beis on Beis. Tana Rabbanan, Ha'oyev es ishtoi kegufoi, v'amechabda yisem kegufoi. Someone who loves his wife like himself, and he's mechabed her even more than himself. And Rashi explains the reason is because she gets embarrassed easier, therefore she's more covered. So mechabda yisem kegufoi, v'amadirich bonov v'vnois v'derech yishara. And you bring up your children in the derech hashara, which means a straight way derech hatayra. V'amasiin somach lepirkon, and you marry them off right when they on the cusp of a godless, which means as quick as possible. Alav akos vaymer v'yadatik yisholim alecha. That will bring shalom and peace to your house. Shalom bayis and taking care of your children the right direction, the right way. That will bring shalom. The Gemara says, "Va'ita oyves shcheinav." Someone who takes care of his neighbors, he loves his neighbors. Va'makariv es kreivav, he brings close his relatives. Va'noisei es bas achoisei, and he marries his sister's daughter, which is his niece. Which means Rashi explains that since he likes his sister, so therefore he'll his sister's daughter, he'll be nice to her. So he'll be nice to his wife. He'll be mechabev his wife. And someone who lends money to an oni b'shas dochkoi gives him a loan to pick him up. Hashem will listen to his tefillos. And the pasuk before that says, in the pasuk kisira asum kisira arum, the pasuk says, all these pesukim are pesukim in Yeshaya. It says kisira aroim v'chesisoyim b'sarcha loy tesalim. So we learn from those words, whatever we just said, from Kisira Arum V'Kisisoi, that's the Ani. And when Psarcha Aloy Tesalim, that's Oyev Eschenov, and Mekar Veskrevov, and Noise Bas Achoisoi, it's good in that part of the Pasuk. It says after that if such a person does that, Oz Tikra V'Hashem Yana Teshaveh V'Yemeh Hineni. Now, Toysis on Daf Samach Beis and Beis in the bottom, clears if the same thing goes for your brother's daughter. Is it your niece, stafka, your sister's daughter, or even your brother's daughter? So it brings down a chlekes for shaynim. The Rashbam says, "Hu adin bas achiv, aval choysoi nokat, just punku, that's like no more common." But Rabbi Tam says, "Dafka by your sister's daughter, not by your brother's daughter, where you have this special inyan to marry your niece." Zokta Gemara Vaita. The next members, a bunch of members of Rabbi Lazar, and the simon to remember them are simon Isha Vikarka, Ezer Zois, Shtei Habrachos, Tagri, and Pechasi. Om Rabbi Lazar, Kol Odom, She'ingloi Isha, Einoi Odom. Any person does not have a wife is not considered Odom. What do you see? The Pesach says in the Pasuk, Shunema, Zochav in a cave of Barom. The Pasuk says, Zochav in a cave of Barom, Mevaracha Yisam, Vayikra Shmom, Odom, and Vayomi Barom. It's masma only after Zochav in a cave of Barom do we call them Odom. A person is not a complete Odom until you have a Zochav in a cave. Bom Rabbi Lazar, Kol Odom she'ein loy karka, ein loy Odom. Another halacha is any person does not have real estate or karka, ein loy Odom. He's not considered Odom. Shenema Shemayim Shemayim LaHashem va'oretz nosan levnei Odom. Pasuk says Shemayim Shemayim Shem va'oretz nosan levnei Odom. Remember this, Rabbi Lazar. We'll come back later on. Shtikl Stira will speak out of Tosfos. Like what I'm saying, any person does not own karka is not an Odom. Shenema Shemayim Shemayim LaHashem va'oretz nosan levnei Odom. Mom Rabbi Lazar, Ma'idich Siv. What's Pshah in the Pasuk when it's talking about the Isha Chava, Odom's wife Chava, it says, Esloi Eze Kenegdoi. So on one hand it says Eze, which sounds like a helper. On the other hand it says Kenegdoi, which sounds like it's connected him, it's going against him. So the Gemara says, Zacha, if he is Zaycha, if he has good mazel, then Oizrasa, he shall be a helper. Loi Zacha Kenegdoi. If not, if he does not have good mazel, she will be someone who's against him. V'ikadat, like with chaylik on him, arguing with him and being soicer his words, contradicting him. V'ikadamri, a little different. Rav Lazar Rami, siv kenagdoi. If you wouldn't have the kudos, the reading could sound like kenagdoi, which means a lotion of malchus. The karina and kenagdoi, and you read it kenagdoi. Zachav is a kenagdoi. Then she will be someone kenagdoi, which means across from you, helps you out, and compliments your efforts. Loi zocha menagdasoi. She will give you malchus. She will give you pain. Ashke Rabbi Yosi la yo. Amalei. Rabbi Yosi found the yo and he asked him. Amalei ksiv esaloi ezer. Bema isha shos adam. I understand. Like he says, the pasuk says that the isha is the ezer. Like, well, how does the isha help you exactly? Amalei. Adam maybe chitim. If someone, the husband brings home chitim from the field, chitim kaisis, you want him to chew chitim, he needs it made into bread. Who takes cereal? Your wife. Pishton, he brings home pishton. Pishton leivus, he wears like flax seeds. And you can't do that. So who takes care of that? The wife makes it into clothing. Isn't that enough? Isn't that called a ezer? It seems like this Gemara was talking about someone did not have good shalom bias. He didn't understand what was ezer, and he still said, "Look, lemaisi, she takes care of the clothing and takes care of the food. That's not enough. That's not called ezer." Vom Rabbi Lazo, what's on the pasuk that says after Adam saw Chava? He says, "Zoisapam etzema atzamai ubasam ribsari melamim." We see from here, like Rashi brings down a chumash, melamim shiva odom al kol behema v'chaya, that Odom Rishon was ba on all the behemas v'chayas. So niskara daitoy at shiva al chava, and he did not feel this is the right one until he had chava. V'amar Abulazar, my dechsev nivruchu v'chal kol mishpuchayis ha'adam. So Gemara is darshin the words v'nivruchu v'chal. And the Gemara is going to darshan kol mishpuchayis ha'adama. Pashup shana means that the v'nivruchu is lashon bracha, but the Gemara is going to make a drasha on the words v'nivruchu. Om l'kosh bracha l'avram. Shtei breichos toivos yeshu l'havrich bach. There are two grafts, like that. Grafts means they graft in a tree, attach something. So we're going to bring in two attachments into you. Rus hamayavia, the gyeris rus hamayavia, v'nama ha'amoynis. She was a gyeris who married Shlomo HaMelech, and they had rechavim. So the malucha of Yehuda, the malchus and the neviyas, a lot of neviyim from Yehuda came from these two gyaris, from Rus and from Naama. So that's the two breichos that Hashem grafted into Klal Yisrael, into Avraham Avinu's family, into the malchus. And the pasuk kol mishpachos ha'adama teaches us afilu mishpachos hadaris ba'adama, even families that live in the adama, which means in the undeveloped countries. They get their bracha because of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is the cause for bracha in the whole world. And the same thing, the pasuk that says Kol Goya Aretz, it says Devnivruchu Vay Kol Goya Aretz. Afilos Sfinas Habayis Megalia Laspanya. Even the ships that are traveling Megalia Laspanya to somewhere on the Mediterranean, Aspanya is supposed to be near Spain. Megalia is not sure, but Italy, France. Amos Barachas Elvishvili Yisrael. They only get bracha because of Klal Yisrael. Again, we darshan the word kol goyaretz, that even the people on the Sfina, and kol mishpachos adama, even the people who are on mishpachos adama, they all mishbarach because of Klal Yisrael. V'amar Rabbi Lazo, asidim kol bali umnes, shiyamdu ala karka. Even though we're going to see that bali umnes are more choshev, it's a better business than working the field, but also lavoi, everyone will be yamdu ala karka. Shinemar, The pasuk says, "Yal asa lavoi v'yardu ma'niseim." They're going to come off their ships. Kol toifse mashut malachim kol chayv layam el aretz yamay. They'll all come to the aretz. And the Marsha explains because la asa lavoi, people won't need so much gashmius. There'll be less gashmistic of people. There'll be more spiritual people, and they won't need so much money. And they'll work the land and then do avodas Hashem the rest of the day. There's no lower umnes, lower thing to do in the working field than working in the karka. That's the worst profession or the lowest profession. It says Loshen Vayeredu went down. Rabbi Eliezer Chazia Lahi. So Rashi to Tosia speaks out. It says over here Incha umnes pechusa. Mekarka, no worse profession than karka. So it says Tosis asks, or let us have before, any person does not have karka is not an adam. So Tosis answers, Tzorech loymar means karka livnos or loves yodabah. You have to have a piece of karka to live. But more than that, to have a whole field to cultivate a field and to develop wheat fields and pishton fields, that's a low job and not the best type of job to have. So Akapam, that's why he's saying that's no job worse than Pchusim Nekarka, but yes, it's to have land.
Can you say that one's talking about owning it, one's about working, being work?
Right, so it doesn't sound like that. It sounds like even owning it here, the in the Chavim Pchusim Nekarka means working for someone else. Working for someone else could be even anything is not good. The world doesn't really, here your time is, could be. And you could say all the way also, you could say you own Karka and other people work on it. That's really what you're saying. That's what you're saying, yeah, I understand. That's a good question. Yeah. Rabbi Yehuda Chazal, who are the Shadi Bei Karva Lepusya? Rashi has two Pshatim, we'll say one Rashi Pshatim. He saw this land that was plowed to the width of it. They plowed to the width of it. Omalei, he says, even if you go ahead and plow now the other way also, you'll have a plow both ways. Still, it doesn't come to working in business. Business, b'iska, is better than working on the land. Rav ol beni shivli. Rav was walking between the stalks of wheat. Chazim took a knife and he saw they were blowing in the wind. Omar lahu, he said to the field, a knife is snoofy. You can blow as much as you want. Hafuchi b'iska tav enough. But working in business is better than that. Omar Rava, Meya zuzi b'iska. If you put $100,000 in iska, call you in a b'isver chamra. Every day you have wine and meat. That's a good panasa. Meya zuzi b'ara. You put that $100,000 into land to grow things, then your life is milcha v'chafura. You'll be eating salt and shachas. Chafura means like shachas. Means it's like a wheat or grain that only grew a third. But not only that, you're going to sleep on the ground because you want to protect your field. And you always have fights. It's not a good profession, the grain profession. Omrav Papa, Zera Veloy Tazvin. He's giving you a little advice. He says, Zera Tvua for your own, what you need, and it's better than buying. It's better than buying. Even though it's the same price. So for the same price, why should you work on your own field? Just go to the store and buy what you're doing. Still, it's better. Why? The stuff you grow yourself are more gebenched. They're more gebenched. Something that you take care of is more gebenched. You didn't buy, it's more gebenched. So it has more brach in it. And therefore, he's saying, always have, like Tosfos said also, even though we said before, it's a avoid of chusa, but for your own mezoinus, have a little patch and grow your own stuff. That's better. Another piece of advice, Zovin Veloy Tezel. He says, before a person gets poor, let him sell off his possessions in order to invest it and to make money. But Hanimili Bistriki, that's only by his klei habayis, his furniture, his things from his house. Of a glima, clothing, loy misramile. You might not find a piece of clothing that fits you as well, so that don't sell. That is not worth to sell, that hold on to it. Another piece of advice, Toim veloy tashpitz. If you have a hole in the wall, don't carve out a bigger hole now to make it neat. When you want to fix it up, to make it neater, just patch it up the way it is. And if you're a besser mensch, you want it to be a perfect patch. Shpoitz veloy tivni. Don't knock down the wall. Just then make it a little bigger, make it a square. Why? Shkala oisik bebinyan mismaskin. This has never changed. Anyone who's oisik and binyan will get poor because there's no end to it. Once you start knocking down your house, you start making this, and you make a new kitchen, a Pesach kitchen, or this or that, it doesn't stop. And before you know it, you also have an indoor sukkah and an indoor pool and a huge porch. So it lands up being that you lose all your money. So already the Gemara says already oisik bebinyan mismaskin. Don't be busy with binyan. Kfoitz zavanara. If you see a piece of land for sale, grab it and buy it right away. Don't let maybe someone else will hop it up first. Mosoi nosiv itso. When it comes to marrying a wife, take it easy. Make sure she's maiseha good. Shaloi ra'a, Rashi says, but kantor. Shouldn't be an angry person. You know, take it easy before you marry the wife. Nechoiz darga nosiv itso. When you're marrying a wife, let her be down a step lower than you, because if she's better than you, then that'll be a cause for strife. Sak darga bachar shvino. When it comes to picking friends, go up a step and pick a friend that's better than you. Omar Abelazar Baravino. Im poronis balayilam shul yisrael. All troubles in the world only come because of Klal Yisrael. Shneam says in the pasuk, Hichrati goyim, that Hashem says, you know, I destroyed the goyim, neshama, pinaisam, I destroyed their corners, Hichrati chutzaisam, I destroyed their marketplaces, bli oiver, nisto reim bli ish, mein yoyshev. And what's the reason? The pasuk says afterwards, Amarti ach tiri oisi tichi musar. The reason why Hashem brings problems to the world is to make the Klal Yisrael have Yirah Shemayim to machzerem v'tshuva. If there's a tsunami in Japan, it's because of Klal Yisrael. That's what the Gemara says. El b'shvil Yisrael. So the Gemara vayit. And now the Gemara will go more into some Shalom Bayis tips and about people who had not such great wives. B'chulu b'chulu. Rav hava miftim Rav Chia. When Rav, who was the nephew of Chia, he was a Talmud of Chia and a nephew of Rabbi Chia, when he was leaving him, Amalei, Rachmono litzlochem midi the kashem misa. Hashem should save you from something that is worse than misa, which meant, we'll see in a second, a bad wife. And that's what gave him a bracha. And I said, the bracha was not makuyim. Rav Chiya knew first-hand knowledge what it means to have a bad wife. And he said, he gave a bracha to Rav, you shouldn't have that. The Maisa Tila was not Neskava. Umike midi the kosher Misa, there's something that's worse than Misa. Nofik dok vashkach, he found, said in Pasuk. The Pasuk is in Kehelas. Umoitzani marmi mavas. I found something that's more bitter than death. As a Isha, Ashim etzoidim becharam liba. Isha, that's not a good wife. She's worse than death. And the Mepharshim will talk about what how can it be worse than death. Al Kaponim, the in the Medrash has that as a story there, that there was one time this fellow who lived next to this mobster, and he had a good panasa, and his wife tells him, you know, Yankel, look at the neighbor. He's making so much money, and you come home with a few dollars over here, with a little house, look at the guy next door. So he says, when that guy's a mobster, you know, you want me to be a mobster? She says, yeah, I want you to be a mobster. So he said, okay, you know, you want me to be a mobster? So he goes to the neighbor and says, please, my wife's begging me, I want to be a mobster also. So he said, no problem, I'll take you tonight. They went that night, and of course, that night, they got caught. But all the mobster knew the way around, he ran away. He got caught, and he was hung right there, then and there. That's straight and pasuk. Moitzini mar memavas is the issue. Sometimes worse than death. Rav have a kometzar le'ed v'su. So now Rav, talking about Rav. Rav, his wife used to bother him. Ki omar lo ovid le'talafuchi. When she asked him, "What do you want for lunch?" And she said, "I want." And he said, "Rav said I want lentils." Ovid le'chimsi. He used to make him beans. Chimsi is like a private chickpeas. Chimsi ovid le'talafuchi. And if he said he wants chimsi, he made him talpuchi. He made him lentils. He always did the opposite. So he got a chia brei. He had a son chia barav. He got a chia brei epochlei. So when chia got older and Rav told chia what to tell his mother what to make, what he did was he switched it around and it worked out. So amalei, so Rav tells his son chia, wow, I look like imach. Your mother's got better. Amalei, I know the kafichnala. It's my deal. I switched it. I switched the thing. That's why he's doing the right thing. Amalei, hainu kamarinchi, the nofik minoch, the someone who comes from you, time of lafach. You know, my children sometimes teach me things. You teach me how to do it. But he said, Lemaisa, after he gave that comment to him, he said, but atle savet hachi, you don't do that, Lemaisa. Why? Shenemar, limdu l'shoinam, it's not good to talk, limdu l'shoinam, daber sheker ha'eve nilu. It's not good to speak sheker. You learn how to speak sheker. You're going to distort the truth, and you should not talk shekas, even though it's a good shtick, but you should not do that, because that is sheker. And it's a whole nidin, if Rav himself was allowed to do that, maybe, but not the child. The child is saying a lie. He's saying the father said this, the father did not say that, it's the opposite. But Rav himself maybe could have used this shtick, because there might not be a lie. But upon him, this is what happened here. Rav Chia, who is the uncle, he also had, his wife also was not a good wife. Have a commentary later with Sue, his wife used to bother him. Kev Mashkumidi, when he used to find something that he knew his wife liked, Sarale Basudre, he used to wrap it in a sudar, and my sister bring it home for her. Omalei Rav, so Rav, who was a Talmud, said, well, come on, Sarale Mar, like, why are you bringing something special for her? She drives you crazy. Omalei, Dayenu, Shemagadlois, Benenu, it's enough that she brings up the children, Umatsilas, a son of a chait, and she saves us from chait, that's enough. And it's enough that she deserves this special thing.